poppin', y'all? You rocking with Jiggy Jones, and listen, we have a special guest in the building. Now, her mama named her Davina Except, but she's internationally known on the cellular phone and the TV screen.
Period.
As Pretty V. Pretty V, how are you?
I'm good. Nice, how are you?
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
So, I know you ain't been in New York City. How long?
Couple of hours now.
Okay, a couple of hours.
Just landed.
Okay,
just came landed. Straight to you.
Fresh off the flight.
She
working. Yes. Now, how's the city been treating you?
It's been going good. I mean, we came in, got a bite to eat, checked in, and now we're here.
That's great.
To make these moves.
Now, got this movie coming out.
Yes.
It's called Pretty Stone.
Pretty Stone.
Now, I know that's a part of your, you know, professional name. So did the filmmaker add that into kind of bring you in to star in it?
I literally think it was all divine because okay. I'm like, I had nothing to do with the name. Mm-hmm. But when I seen it, I was like, Pretty V, Pretty Stone. Oh, that was all God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It got a ring to it.
Yes.
Now, of course, this movie comes out 420. That's the international weed day. Get your smoke on.
Yes.
International Stoner Day. And you play the character of Stella.
Stella, yes.
The Stoner. Now, tell us a little about, don't give too much away, but tell us a little bit about the movie and Stella.
Stella is a rebel, okay? Stella is bold, she's fearless, she's me. Mm-hmm. And again, she's a stoner. She wants to get high on her day, and she has to work on that day. So she kind of gets in a little moment with her coworker, where she's a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. So Stella's a makeup artist, and Darcy's a makeup artist. And they get into like a little fit because she has to work on her day that she wants to get stoned, and Darcy doesn't want her to get off. So, you know, Stella gets in her character.
Darcy sounds like a little hater.
Look, you Darcy, a little hater, but she was just antagonizing her and like, no, you always get off of work, da-da-da. So I did a little feint on the ground just to get off of work. So Stella is a character and Stella is Pretty V. So it was divine.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm like Smokey on Friday.
Okay.
And she my day-day. You know, it's not day-day, but she my Craig.
Craig.
Yeah,
gotcha.
She my Craig. Yep.
How much does Pretty V really relate to Stella, though?
Like I said, again, she's bold. Pretty V's bold. You know, Stella's the same way. She's fearless. Mm-hmm. She's fun. Mm-hmm. She's very outspoken. So I think it was the right match for this for me.
Now, as far as the weed smoking, because Stella a stoner.
Yeah.
Is Pretty V a stoner?
Pretty V, you know, used to be a stoner.
Okay.
But, you know, when you're an actress, you got to get in the character, you know? So, and that's college life, though, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Got you. Now, when this movie, just tell about the process as far as, like, auditioning. Because I know every movie role, either movie role, TV series, I knew you auditioned for a while and now. So,
of course.
What was the audition process in this for Pretty Stone?
Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Like,
you having a candid conversation?
Hello, it was offered. I didn't have to audition.
Damn, you got it like that?
Yeah, it was offered to me. And I am so grateful. Mm. I'm so humbled. I'm so excited for Wednesday for this to drop. But it was offered to me. Like I said, do I have to audition? They were like, no, they want you to play Stella. And again, like I said, I smoked in college.
Yeah.
Of course, I know how to, who don't know how to,
exactly.
You know, so, but when you're an actor and an actress, like, it don't matter. You could get in that character and you're like, you smoked yesterday, you know, to get in that moment.
Exactly.
So it was offered to me and I took it. First, I was a little nervous, but then, you know, just to like, being centered, you know, as creatives, we're all over the place. So we got to center ourselves for a month or two to get these lines and all that. So, and I had other things happening. But I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to do something, you got to still make yourself still and center yourself.
Yep.
So we got it done.
No, definitely. Now, has that happened to you? How many offers, like roles, have you actually been offered where you had an audition?
The
first one?
No, quite a few.
Okay.
You know, but a movie, this is my first.
Nice. Now, it's a bunch of cameo appearances. It's a celeb field cast.
Yes.
You know, from Portia Williams to Jess Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And DC Young Fly make a quick cameo.
Yes,
in there.
He did.
Brandy Evans is in there.
Yeah.
How was the camaraderie when it comes to just all your castmates?
The chemistry was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Jess is funny.
Hilarious.
Then you got DC Young Fly. I'm like, that's like my twin for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brandy Evans, I learned so much from her.
Mm-hmm.
Sky Townsend, which is Robert Townsend's daughter, who is the creator of Vaps, the movie. And it was just a lot of great vibes, and I learned so much. And I was so inspired by all of them, even Darcy, who played my lead.
Yeah.
She is just an amazing, amazing, amazing actress. Mm. And I learned so much from her just being in her presence and really knowing where my marks was at, my tonality, how I'm supposed to like say things, how I'm supposed to react to things.
It's like so, the art of acting.
Right, exactly. So and shout out to Jonathan, the director of it. And it was amazing.
Now how much did y'all smoke on set? Did y'all have like a, like at the, at the end of, you know, like the last scene and shot is like, the directors, the whole cast is there. It's like, you know, why don't we have a victory?
We had our victory session. Moment. We had the victory moments, you know, and got out of there.
Gotcha. Not mad at that. In a recent interview, you recently said, you know, like right now, a lot of revelations are happening.
Yeah.
2023 is like the revealing season.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we're just starting second quarter. Only in April, what has been revealed to you? You just talked about this movie being being divine. What has been revealed to you?
I think people. Mm-hmm. You know, people have been, and still to this day, so to this hour, people have been revealing themselves. Mm-hmm. And I always ask God to show me who's for me.
Yeah.
Because this season that I am right now is very personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's my honest season because where I want to go and where God is altering me to go, I can't have any people that's around me that's lackadaisical, or if they feel like, you know, it's hating on a low or jealousy, because you could feel that, and your friends are not happy for you either. Once you start getting up and once you start elevating and excelling, they're not excited for you. They're not happy. They want to keep you at a place so they could, you know, come around and match and see what you got going on. And, oh, she's still at the same place. Oh, her bills ain't getting paid. Or it's all of that.
Exactly.
So I think in this season, I love that people are revealing themselves, because it's easy for me to let people go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a person that don't like change. But when it comes down to my career, it comes down to my peace. It comes down to people that I want. Oh, baby, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm like, here you go.
That's a priority.
Peace.
Right,
you know, so it's the revealing for people. And just for who needs to be around, you know, because sometimes we ask God for certain things and we say, God, please, I want to be the biggest actor and actress. I want to be the biggest host.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a struggle to get there.
Yeah.
So you got to look at your circle and see, like, what is happening in it, or who's around it, or what is somebody doing behind the scenes that I don't know about.
Exactly.
And then when God's reveal it, all you got to do is smile and laugh, because he's a jokester.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
You know, definitely. And just keep it moving. So I want to get to that next level, and I don't want any hellbacks or holdbacks.
No, definitely. I like that. You know, oftentimes in my own self-sermon, I pray a lot for, you know, discernment.
Oh, yes.
You know, I feel like that's the biggest thing, because, you know, with people, we're constantly reaching this level, trying so hard, working so hard and daily on ourselves and our career, balancing so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't do that alone.
Yeah.
You do that with people.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that you, like you said, you have the right people in order to
and heighten that discernment.
Exactly.
I got that word yesterday at church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it's coming out, but well, Sunday.
Yeah.
I went to church on.
Exactly.
Went to church on Sunday, and the pastor was talking about that, that we need to heighten our discernment in this season. So
definitely.
Who do you say you look like? Lil Omar Epps.
Omar,
the eyes.
Listen, you know, I'll take that. That's one of we holding it down for the chocolate brothers outside. You
come
know,
on, chocolate.
Man, we doing our thing. But you know, you also had this post that kind of went viral.
Oh, talking
about God isn't a trend.
And, yes.
You know, after that, after like the comments came out and everything, you said that, you know, like sometimes the blogs will post. They show love to you, but not as much.
Yeah.
Is that something that bothers you? Because your skits are obviously hilarious.
Yeah.
All your characters that you play, obviously hilarious. You're one of the top comedians when it comes to where you started on Instagram. Does that bother you a little bit, just not getting as much love, even though, you know, your videos tell otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm always here for people to, like, I want people to always look at my content and be like, oh my God, this is worth posting or reposting. But you know how blogs is. They're going to post. They've posted me before with skits. You know, of course, with me and Desi, me by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So they have showed love, but I feel like I've dropped so much other things outside of my content that I'm like, y'all could have posted this. Mm-hmm. I'm dropping a movie. You know, on 419. Y'all dropped that. Y'all dropping something that was
on
my
birthday, by the way.
Okay, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Drop Pretty Stone.
Yeah.
Drop that I'm giving back to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Drop that this is what she does. She actually talked this the word God.
Yeah,
I do, you know. So it was a little annoying. But again, like I said, I can't knock them because they do show love. Yeah, it's just if y'all gonna show it, let's just, you know, show it what I got going on right now, because I'm always talking about him. So I don't know why that was even a moment, because he's not, like I said, he's not a trend. He's a lifestyle.
It's every day.
Yeah, every day.
Now, going back to your kid, you play so many characters.
Yeah.
Like, and I know sometimes these things, most of these things are not like planned out. They probably like instantly done. You probably sitting in your house with an idea, and you just prop the camera up and you go do it. Now, what's the difference between when you things are like instantaneous and the stuff that you do plan out? Mm-hmm. Does the instant stuff hit better?
Yeah.
Or do you think like the stuff that you actually take your time with, the audience respond better?
You could always know when it's a production going on. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have the film, we could have our camera posted and be like, oh, it feels very forced. Mm-hmm. Like me and Desi, I never want to like do, like when I hit him, I'm like, oh, Desi, I got an idea, let's do it. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen that video that we just did in the fair. Mm-hmm. When he was Jaro and Ashanti. And
okay,
Andrew,
yeah, I just see that. Okay,
he had the jersey
on.
Like, I called him. I literally called him, and I was like, yo, this guy got a dope idea. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I'm down. Let me go get the early 2000 look. So we did that. And that was a planned thing.
Yeah.
But most of the time, they work better. It depends on what that energy looks like behind it.
Okay.
For me, I like to post my videos and get out of there. Yeah. I don't like to do all that. Do this lighting, that lighting. Yeah. It just depends on if I'm doing something for like my hair or a skit for skin. But other than that, like, no, the ones that is organic always go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, has it been some skits that were organic that you felt like damn, they should have shown me more love?
Oh, of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. It happens. So,
ain't nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, what continues to motivate you, keep you going? Obviously, you know, I saw a post that said, you know, remember where you were 5 years ago, just to be, you know, more thankful for where you are now.
Yeah.
How do you constantly remind yourself to not, because we can be super hard on ourselves.
We're
our biggest critic. How do you continue to remind yourself that, you know, you're exactly where you are and exactly where you're supposed to be?
Just looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Looking around, looking at my home that I bought, looking at me, thank you, looking in the mirror, looking at my mother. Mm-hmm. Looking at my family, my friends, looking at my team, that I have some, that have a team that like are working to make sure I'm good, you know, looking at just my audience on Instagram. Even when I feel like I don't know what I'm doing, I see a nice quick little DM that says, Pretty V, I love you, so keep going, you know, and that keeps me motivated. My mom, okay, I'm a PK, so my mom, you know, she, you know, her, you know, she's always calling me and encouraging me. I have a really, really good, like, support system for real.
Shout out to mama one time.
Yeah.
Shout out to PK. I'm not a PK myself, but, you know, they was raised, born and raised in the Baptist church.
Yes.
So, you know.
You're a man of God. Of course. You know,
anointed, amen.
Come on now.
Pretty Stone is not your first TV film appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a bunch of other shows, Wildin' Out, of course.
Yes.
Talk about that experience, because obviously the show has been on for it's going on 20 years now.
Yes.
Talk about that experience. There's a bunch of funny comedians out there. I mentioned DC, who's probably like the MVP, the new class that came
definitely.
In.
Yeah, definitely.
So just talk about your experience in Wildin' Out, and how do you prepare for that? Because it's freestyle comedy, and I know that's like... Yeah, you got to improvise a lot. So just talk about your experience with that.
For me, again, like I said, I love DC.
Mm-hmm.
DC is one of my favorites. And for him to get on Vine and then go to Instagram then be into this big film superstar is just like everything to me. And then he's on stage, and then 85 South, then he's doing so much for the community. Like, who doesn't want to follow that?
Yeah.
And I love DC so much. Wildin' Out was actually came into this building and auditioned for Wildin' Out. This was the Viacom building at the time, and I came into this building. When you go up the escalator, you're right here. I auditioned, and that's when I seen Jess Hilaris walk past. I was like, oh my God, that's that funny girl on Instagram. And me and B. Simone was already cool.
Did she have the same reaction to you?
No, she just kept walking. In my mind, I didn't say it out loud to her, but I was like, in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, that's the girl, Jess. But me and B. Simone was already close then.
Shout out to B. Simone.
But yeah, shout out to B. And again, I lied to get on the show. I said, like, DC Young Fly was my cousin.
Snap. And that really got you through the
audition? No, it did, yeah. Carlos Miller, my uncle. Like, I'm literally on the emails, like, talking that these are my
cousins. Listen, you guys, sometimes you gotta tell them.
You gotta do what you gotta do. But to do what I had to do caused me not to make it. Because God is an honest God. So when he's give it to you, you don't need to lie about it. Just wait on your season and your time. And that's what I took from it.
Gotcha.
It wasn't that I wasn't funny. It was that at that given time, it wasn't my time.
Gotcha.
So God waited 2018 for allow me to step in and let that be my time. Now I've been on there for 8 seasons.
8 seasons. And counting.
Let's go.
And counting.
Yes.
So what year was that when you initially auditioned?
I think like 2017, 2018. Okay. 2017,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it only took a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Not too long. Not
it was
too long.
And it was okay, but it's you have to build it up. You know, Nick is who he is and Nick knows comedy. And I wasn't going to rush that. I didn't want to rush it. I didn't feel like it was my time anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So you were prepared for the moment when it came. You
I bodied it.
You've been killing it.
Yeah.
Now, you had a post on IG recently. You had them red boots that was trending.
Sure enough, did. Hello.
And then, how hard was it to really take them boots? Because you went to the airport.
Yeah.
You know, the airport. You
got to take off the boots.
I don't know how quick your flight was leaving how much time you really had, but you know airport, I wear my flip-flops in the airport where I got
exactly I mean, it was a drag. You know, it was a big drag, but we did it. Shout out to my girl Billions. We did it, took the shoes off and called it a day. But the shoes are so comfortable inside.
Really?
Oh my God, I love them. I want all
how many
colors.
Times you wore them after that?
Oh my God, like 4 more times after
okay.
that.
Okay, was it the same process you got did
the
you,
same process
you put a little like WD-40 in there
we literally just went in and took it, and it's easy when you have socks on.
Okay,
see, the
okay,
first time I had no socks on.
Oh, you had no socks on. So without the socks, it's just...
It's like, it's a drag. And I had the socks in my purse, too, because I don't like put my feet on the floor when I'm walking, so I'm like, oh! But it was so fast, we had to go. Yeah.
Now, I know you're always on the go, and I know, when you're on the road a lot, like food options, like what are your go-tos when it comes to just food options?
I'm like a veggie girl. I'm a salmon girl. I'm a fruit girl. I'm a water girl. I'm a soup girl. I don't do beef or pork or chicken now. So I do, what I do? Turkey and like salmon and like bread snapper fish, you know, me and Jamaica So, you know, I try to do my little vibe and lamb. I don't do so
ain't
much.
Ain't no lemon pepper in there? Lemon pepper? Wings?
You know, we'll do a lemon pepper sometimes if I want to cheat. But other than that,
if
I want to cheat, do my little cheat day, we'll do lemon pepper wings.
Gotcha,
I'm going to definitely show love to the lemon pepper wings. You already know.
You're on rap shit as well.
Yes. Just wrapped that season up the other day.
How did that come about? Obviously, you know, Issa Rae powerhouse.
Yes.
So many different shows, successful one after the other. What was the... Oh, I know you previously said, you know, Charlamagne kind of connected you two.
Charlamagne connected. He connected me and Issa Rae. He made it happen. He hit me up randomly and was like, I think you should be on this rap shit show. And I was like, what? I thought it was like a contest show. I was like, what do you mean, rap shit? And he was like, no, it's Issa Rae's new show. That series show that's happening on HBO. You would kill it. I'm from Miami. So
he
made it make sense for me. And
Dade County?
You know, but born in Broward though. I was born in Broward and then moved to Dade.
Gotcha.
But it was given like, okay, like let me just see. So Issa called me randomly when I was in LA and I was just like, hello, who's this? And she was like, oh, it's Issa Rae. So we hit it off and it's like my second season.
Damn. Yeah. How is, you know, playing that character?
Deja.
What do you do to prepare to really get in that mode?
Deja's a Miami girl. I gotta remind myself where I'm from. You know, she's a Miami girl, she's a go-getter, she is Chastity's side girl, and she just wanna just like, it's like Hustle and Flow.
Yeah.
You know how the girl was with for literally
it's
so
hard out here,
right. Yeah. So I'm that, but I'm the one that's getting everybody else in line.
Gotcha.
So it's my character. It's me. It's pretty V. Very in order, beautiful, you know, get into the bag, you know, make her mistakes, and, you know, that's just what it is.
It seems like a lot of the roles that you either choose for yourself or that you get, you know, is not too far of who you are and your personality.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you find that just, like, divine, like you said, or is something that done with intention, or...
I think it's divine because, again, if something comes to me that I got to play back in the 70s, has nothing to do with Pretty V because I ain't born back then. So I got to get into that character, but maybe her mindset is mine. Maybe her mindset is leadership and organization, and she has ambition. But, again, you got to dive into that character. You got to dive into that time. Rap shit is right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Stella is right now. You know, and all the other movies I played is right now. But right now, I'm so excited to play other roles too. I can't wait till people to see the ranges.
Got you. Now, when you're not doing like skits, like what do you do to either have fun? I know you're always working.
Yeah.
Booked and busy.
Yeah.
But what do you really do to either like chill, lay it? Let your head down a little bit. Like, what is that? What does V look like when she not doing skits, not working?
Yeah, I love to be around my family. Mm-hmm. I like to go back to Miami. I'm always, because I'm back and forth from Atlanta to Miami. So I like to go back home and chill, eat some good up food.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite spot to go to? I know nothing like mama home cooking.
I know.
But like, what's one of your favorite
spots? One of my favorite spots for real is Coconuts Fusion Cafe. It's in Miami. Mm-hmm. It's in Hollywood, Florida, actually. Okay. So I just like to vibe out. I like to chill. I like to chill in my house. Mm-hmm. I like to watch movies. I like to write. I like to see my vision comes, make it plain, write it. You know, I like to write. I like to talk on the phone. You know me, I love to chat, especially with my girlfriends. So I find a lot of little things around the crib to do to make me happy, or just even if I want to travel, that's too easy for me to jump on a plane. And I like to create. So I don't feel like I'm really not working. I'm just creating. And when I create, I just have fun.
Exactly. When you talk on the phone, is it like, because me, I'll be walking around. The conversation be so good, so I'm walking around.
Yeah.
And start doing dumb stuff.
Dumb stuff, swing your feet, all of that. Okay. That's me all day, you know? And then I'm like, oh, they remind me I got something to do. So I get back in work mode easy.
How are you going to define success? Or how have you defined success? One, when you first started, has that definition changed for you now?
No, I think for real, this is what success looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, me. I'm learning. Mm-hmm. I am. I just sound real Spanish. I'm learning. Crecido, catato, barrando.
The character coming out.
Right, I'm learning.
Hey.
I'm learning. I'm growing. Mm-hmm. I'm making the money, but it the thing about it is it should, and when we say making money, if I talk to Diddy and say, Diddy, this is what I'm making, he'd be like, no, you're not making no real money. So we still got to get there, you know, it's still hustling. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the success is for me when I'm able to not go back in 2015 or 14 and be on nobody, going to somebody work and letting somebody, I'm my own boss.
Yeah, facts.
I'm able to like check in and clock in with me and God. Mm-hmm. That's my check in, you know. So I ain't there to my goal when it's the financial part, because I'm still working, but I'm making an honest living off of what I've created with the help of God, right? Yeah. And it's like I turned funny into money. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it's so much that I still have to do.
Yeah.
So I'm still growing mentally, financially, spiritually. You know, my walk is different. I'm not like everybody else. So I have to like be mindful of the company that I keep. Mm-hmm. So when I walk into my home, I'm like, oh my God, if I could be able to do this, then I know I could be able to do that. Thanks. If I'm able to do this, I know I could do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm still growing. Success for me is right now, because I'm at peace, you know, and you can't have peace without being successful. So
there we go.
It is what it is. I'm still growing.
Exactly.
I can't tell Diddy I'm making this, and he like, no, V, go back to work.
A little bit more
work
to do. it's a work in progress on a daily basis. So long as you continue to evolve, learn, I feel like, you know, we all going to be fine.
For a fact. So we still got growing to do. We all have grown. We all want to get to that goal in our account. We all want to get to that goal spiritually with God. Mm-hmm. We all want to get to that mentally, because when you change our minds, a lot of people, and I was going to talk about this on my page, I could share it now, but I would say a lot of people is constipated with anxiety. Mm. They're constipated with fear. They're constipated with depression. And that's when a lot of things hold us up if we don't let it go. You're birthing something new. Mm-hmm. I believe that in this season that you're going to birth something new.
It's a prophecy.
There's no more constipation in your life.
I receive it.
Right. There is no more frustration. It's no more thinking or am I doing a great job? If this interview is going to go, or am I making the numbers, or what I do outside of this? Mm-hmm. You're going to, God is going to set you up. So where you ain't got to think about if you doing the good or this, you doing what you need to do and how you need to do it, and just keep asking God to give you the direction that you need and the wisdom to do His will in His way. You're going to birth something new out. And that's why I said, in order to birth it new, we got to stop being constipated.
There we go.
You know, and I ain't talking about with no thang and thang down there. I'm talking about with a thang that we hold up here that can't move here.
Got you.
You know, because you know our mind controls it all.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be crippled in your bed because of your mind is telling you otherwise.
Exactly.
So let it go and release it.
Man, pretty deep. Came through with the word today.
Hello.
I receive it all. I receive it all. And it shows you, you know, your versatility, your well-roundedness.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, growing up in the church, you're obviously ordained.
Yeah.
You know, you speak about God openly, talking about it being a lifestyle, and it definitely shows.
Yeah.
Definitely shows. Now, real quick, I definitely want you to talk about your shows as well. V's House.
Yes.
Kitchen Talk. Where is it as far as like production, your time schedule?
Yeah.
Have you been making time to produce more?
Yes. So V's House, me and my creative director, Talia, we are going to be doing something in August.
Okay.
So we're going to have the characters again come back with a lot of commotion, and we're going to take them to church.
Okay.
So V going to church with her characters.
Okay. Hey.
So we gonna see how that play out. You know, some people are Catholic, some people are non-dement, you know, all that.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see all that in my new sketch show with this episode 3.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're excited.
You shot an episode of Boss Talk.
We did. We're Ross. Shout out to Ross. Love you down.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all go together or go together real bad?
Oh my God. Like literally that's my like, you know, my like what they do, because I'm rocking with you. You feel me?
Yeah. Okay.
That's a Miami vibe.
Okay,
you know?
Whatever that means. That's Miami talk.
Hello,
Bay County.
Hello.
Got you. Okay.
So I love Ross. Such a boss. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, come on now. Like, you at the end of the table, he's at the end of the table. Like, let's talk about Boss Talk.
Exactly.
Let's talk about it. So that's what I love. But yeah, I have my sketch shows. We're creating new shows. I'm so excited to bring it back. V's House has been missing. So I can't wait to bring it back in August so you guys can see what we're working on. Right. But right now, we're creating. I have my own production company called the Pretty V's Productions.
There you go.
So literally, that's what we're just trying to get all the creative vibes underneath that. So,
I love that. You're entrepreneur, comedian.
Yes.
I know you got some cosmetic line as well.
Yeah, City Trends. I got products in over 600 stores.
Damn.
We working on something new.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going online.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for my domestic and my international fans.
Yeah.
So they can go and get it. If they don't have a City Trends around, you guys can get it online pretty soon. So stay tuned for that. And I just have my nonprofit now called The Pretty Victory, where I talk to the kids about mental health, self-esteem, the confidence, and just tell them to keep going. Those are words that God gave me to keep going. So that's what I talked to like 3 schools already. I got to go to Seattle on April 29th and the 30th, and I'm going to talk to another school out there. So that's my mission is the kids too.
I love that. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. You know the next generation, in words of Whitney Houston,
yes,
our future.
Yes.
So we got to lift as we climb, especially uplift the next generation.
Of course.
Somebody did it for us, so it's only right that we pay it forward.
Most definitely.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Pretty V, I definitely appreciate you for joining me today.
Thank you.
This conversation, it was amazing.
Yes.
I know everyone knows who you are. We all follow you. But give your Instagrams, your look in that camera, give your Instagrams, your social medias, and what they should look out for.
Not everybody know me, but we going to get to it. Y'all going to know me now. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, Pretty V, and you can follow me on all outlets on TikTok. Yes, I'm Pretty V. Instagram, yes, I'm Pretty V. Facebook, yes, I'm Pretty V. And wherever you want to find me, it's going to be a Yes, I'm Pretty V. Oh, let's go.
There we go. There you have it. Pretty V, Jiggy Jones.
Shout out to Jiggy.